You're such an asshole.
Going back to my Wisconsin days for assholeconsulting.com as we do a Clary test on John Menard and Ray Smanda. Sismanda? I don't know how to pronounce it, even though I saw the guy as a kid growing up all the time. And throw it back to the past here. We'll see how many Milwaukeeites know this. Ernie von Schlaedorn. And is anyone old enough to remember Albert the Alley Cat? How old are you? Hi, Aaron. I'd like to request a Clary test on John Menard, the founder and CEO of Menard's Chain of Home Improvement Stores. Is he still alive? Also, please do one on Menard's Chain's legendary pitchman, the late Ray Smanda, who coined the slogan, save big money at Menards. Would you have a beer with either of them, and should either of them run for office? I'm going to guess yes without looking them up, simply because, well, if you're the founder of Menards, yeah, then you worked hard. And then Ray, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Hell yeah, that was like a childhood hero. You know, like, who didn't know him? I wonder if him and Ernie von Schlaedorn ever like met. That would have been funny to meet him. All right, so let's go look up John Menard. all right, John Menard Jr., founder. Okay, it's Jr. Born 40, American billionaire, businessman, founder of the owner of Menards, a Midwestern chain of home improvement stores, of which I've given many dollars to in the past 2 months. He is former IndyCar racing team owner and the father of former NASCAR Cup Series driver Paul Menard. He is the son of John Robert Menard Sr., 1917-88. As of June 2021, Bloomberg Billionaires Index ranked him 103rd richest person in the world with a net worth of $18.9 billion. Oh, he went to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Uh-oh, BA. Oh, no. No. The eldest of eight siblings. Oldest siblings rule. Thank you very much. Catholic, German, blah, blah, blah. Attended Eau Claire High School. He graduated with a degree in business and minor in psychology. All right, he's grandfathered in under the boomer clause. So that's so far not a... Any degree was a good degree back then. Began his career constructing pole buildings with friends from college. He made his home Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Menard has six children, married his third wife, Fahia Obaid, in 2008. Roman Catholic. Oh, hold on. Okay. Some bullshit IRS enforcement and back taxes. He's trying to save his money. All right, Menards. So he doesn't sound like it came from wealth. If he was going to Eau Claire and building pole buildings with his buddies in college, he had to put himself through. So he didn't come from wealth. He didn't major in stupid stuff. Opened his first hardware store in 1964. So he was 24 years old. He's been working ever since. He's the richest person in Wisconsin. Has a pronounced hostility towards organized labor. He imposed an absolute ban on hiring anyone who ever belonged to a union. Wow. Okay. One union employee described having to fire two promising managers because they worked in high school as beggars or unionized markets. Managers are subject to 60% pay cuts if their stores become unionized. Good. Good for eight. It's his company. Assholes. Managers have to agree to pay fines of $100 per minute for infractions up his opening late and to submit any disputes to arbitration. Good. Hey, John, I got some consulting I could give you to maybe make it so that when I order things from your warehouse in Eau Claire and it's shipped to me, I get what I want. I don't know how much he cares. We don't have to go into the other things he's done. I guess he's still active. Donate to the hospital. He's got a perfect score. Didn't come from wealth, no worthless degree. He's still working. Occupation businessman. Is founder. Is he retired yet? Maybe? No? Well, even if he was, the guy worked and employed millions, or not millions, thousands of people. No worthless degree. didn't come from wealth, has real world working experience, and he has every right to retire if he isn't retired. Title, president of Menards. So he's still there. Yeah, I'd love to have a beer with him. Yes, he should run for office. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the type of person up. He's 81. All right. Now let's go. Ray Samanda. 1926. Oh, he died 91 years old. Look at that. 91 years old. Born in, died in Antigo, Wisconsin. I drive past that when I go visit my buddy in Green Bay. Raymond Jack Ray Samanda Sr. 1926-2018, American radio and television announcer known throughout the Midwestern United States as a spokesperson for Menards, a position he held for more than two decades. Hey, MenardsGuy.com. All right, early life, born in Milwaukee, served in the Navy in World War II. Ryan Courses University, worked in radio and television from 51 to 58. Okay, so he didn't come from wealth. He has real working experience in World War II. From 59 to 70, he'd operated the Trans-American School of Broadcasting in his hometown, Wausau. Oh, he's from Wausau. Okay. Hey, Doc, drive up. Visit him. His career at Menards began in 1976, where he was a fixture of the ads until his retirement in 1998. He did, however, make occasional ads with the company starting in 99. Samanda appeared in the 1970s science fiction movie The Alpha Incident and hosted the Wausau version of High Quiz Bowl. Lived in Antigo, four sons, three daughters, wife died in 99, son died in 2002. Great nephew, Erickson, is an actor known as Greg Sanders on CSI. Oh, no kidding. I don't see the resemblance. Oh, God, geez, he's exactly my age. And he was also born in Milwaukee, or he grew up in Milwaukee. All right. I think he probably has a score of zero. Would I like to have a beer with him? Absolutely. If I could get Ernie Von Schlatter, George Webb, Ray, Albert the Alley Cat, if I could have like dinner with those guys, that would be a grand time. That would be an awesome time. Oh, and Bob Uecker. If I could get Bob Uecker, then we'd have the Milwaukee, trifecta or whatever. All right. Any super chats? Albert the Alley Cat. I remember Fat Albert, but not the cat. No, it wasn't. Albert the Alley Cat. Look it up. It was just a sock puppet. Someone did in Channel 6 News. And he'd always harass and harangue the weatherman. And as a little kid, you'd hope Albert the Alley Cat would come out because you didn't care about the weather. And it was just, he had a hat and he kind of looked like Sylvester from Sylvester and Tweety. But more homeless. And he'd always, it was look up Albert the Alley Cat. You'll see, he got the Google. All right, that's it. Hang on. Yo, how long is too long for the $10 super chat email? Just keep it short. Okay, just keep it short. I was born then. My dad and my mom left. Oh, I'm up to present. I'm trying it, but I always fail. Just give me a quick one. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.